From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry took a brief trip to Baghdad on Friday. While there, he said that Islamic State's leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statement during a quick visit to talk with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Later, during a news conference, Kerry pledged continued U.S. support for the Iraqi government. He also told reporters the U.S.-led multinational coalition efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq are, in his words, unequivocally working. IS forces are losing ground, he said, and the coalition will not let up.
In the coming weeks and months, the coalition will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further. We will continue targeting and taking out Daesh's leaders, and we will train local forces to take and hold more ground.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks, who is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. 31-year-old Mohamed Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, was arrested Friday and is believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels airport. If that's the case, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by an Islamic State cell that left a total of 162 people dead and scores of others wounded. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.